You're listening to the end of the Mayan Calendar Broadcast-a-thon on Siren 107.3 FM, together with ChilpackHollywood.com and Combat Radio in Los Angeles, celebrating the end of the Mayan calendar in style.
Takes place between the hours of 5:02 p.m. and 6 p.m. GMT on December the 20th, 2012. The Mayathon has arrived.
Now, as you know, Phil, we don't normally actually launch with a full musical tour de force instrumental, but I felt it was only right to get George Powell's Time Machine focused on this whole thing to actually help us through, particularly as Tiffany Freeman's in the studio.
Hi, Alex.
That's pleased you, hasn't it, Phil? Yes, it has.
She's
I can
very,
tell.
She's very enthusiastic. You got to realize it's 9 a.m. here. You guys are amped up. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm just slowly rounding into form, but I should be ready by apocalypse.
Nice. Well, you know, let's be honest, it's only 5,100 odd years away from that point of view, so good news. We have our guide to the apocalypse with respect to things you need to bear in mind as far as this is actually concerned. We've also got Ed Wellman now on microphone. How are you, Ed?
I'm still here, thank you.
Marvellous. There we are, you see.
As is the world.
And we will still hear. It'll be a celebration of all good times, because we've also got the Bishop of Lincoln speaking in the very near future. Anyway, it seems like such a long time ago we actually started off this whole concept of putting a Mayathon together. How do you feel now, Phil, that, you know, we're giving you this, hopefully, this kickstart? Because as I look at the list of things that we've got here, we've got the special celebratory song for 2012 that Pitt Mountjoy produced from that point of view. We've got Cameron Tilbury up very shortly, Michelle Monroe. And, of course, we're coming to you fairly regularly, and Ilana, on the hour. I mean, we might be a bit flexible in terms of these kind of things, because there are certain crucial times, and one of those crucial times is indeed 5 a.m. UK time, where indeed it is 9 p.m. in Los Angeles, otherwise midnight in Peru.
And that is when we go live, we think, leg of the marathon on Justin TV. We'll be giving you all that information as it approaches. It was so long ago that I told you the idea for this thing, and you have done such work planning it. We're starting our planning right now.
Nice.
We're working out our technical end of things this morning.
Yeah.
Ilana is preparing the color coordinated cocktail menu as we speak.
Very good.
We're thinking about starting out not only with cocktails but with Plomeek soup.
Plomeek soup. Listen, whatever you do, do not expect Ilana to actually hurl it against the wall, because, you know, she's not that kind of person. I know she's from New York, but
she's not going to
hurl that soup against the wall, effectively. And remember,
Alex,
it's about biology.
She's to pring in this whole story.
Oh, right. Yeah, I love that.
I might end up killing Dean in the blood fever.
It is the pomfar. The pom far,
yes, exactly.
You know. He's deep.
Exactly.
Remember, Phil, if you go deep within the plaque towel, then, you know, all sorts of things are there. I will guarantee you, Ed Wellman, that I know you're tweeting this at present, that there isn't a single radio show in the planet as yet that's actually started off its first 6 minutes about Vulcan blood fever, plaque towel, and Tipring in the pom far.
I'm sure there isn't. I've just tweeted Phil Learness as well.
There we are.
There we
see.
Are.
So, Ed is.
Where are you, Ed? Where are you right now?
I'm the other side of the table from Alex.
Oh, there you are. Straight into the point. You know where we're all about. Exactly. We're all here, all connected. And is our official tweeter and in all sorts of ways. SFX magazine have also been tweeting as well, so they've been saying that they'll be up with us very shortly. It's all very exciting. Are you excited, Tiffany?
I'm very excited.
Exactly. You're
slightly
all good.
Nervous though about the end of the world and everything.
Look, you know, you're in the right place.
Scared.
You're in a bubble of reality here, a bubble of unreality, which will take you into a whole new zone. You know, this is Tasha Turney, who knows whether she'll ever turn up. You know, Graham Harper is on his way from Coronation Street after directing around 6 o'clock. He's getting into his car to actually drive through. through that. Steve Corter said, do we still want him for 3 a.m? Of course we do, Steve. We'll reply to you in fullness of time. Ed, any other little questions you want to put to Phil? Because obviously this is just the aperitif. This is the sort of warm-up act, as we said. It does mean, as Phil's rightly noted there, that for a good chunk of time we'll be broadcasting simultaneously until we wrap up at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Anything you want to sort of say?
Phil, in your waters, in your bones, how are you feeling? What's the vibe you've got on this one?
What are the Leonis bones and vibe?
Yeah,
and
I mean, are we all on the way out?
I think those of us involved in a ridiculous amount of consecutive broadcasting may very well be on the way out because, quite frankly, I don't know how we're going to recover from it. Everyone else is going to be fine. This idea came about years ago when Dean and I did a show, an episode, I think, in 2008, all about what the end of the Mayan calendar might mean. And it became our most listened to show ever. And so then when we were on the last day of shooting The Truth Is Out There, we retired to a pub in England, and in London, the Lyceum Pub, and we turned on the camera to record our conversation that took place over a period of hours as we got incredibly drunk, and we said, you know, it would be fun, since that was our most listened to show, why don't we do our first ever streaming show and carry it all the way through the whole marathon. One of the things that we talk about a lot is that I could very easily see that this is a huge turning point for humanity. What I could also see, though, if we look back at history, is that very few turning points were recognized as such when they took place. You look back and you say, wow, that invention, that discovery, that moment changed everything. It rippled. So who knows what's taking place now that might start as simply a little stone thrown into a pond.
I like to feel in many ways this is exactly why we're doing this transatlantic bonding. You know, this is what we're doing if we celebrate. This is why 5,125 years ago, when the long count Mayan calendar actually started, we worked through this. Would you like to hear the first in 26 Thoughts from the Universe special Notes from the Universe that Mike Dooley has actually provided for us?
Oh, that would be excellent, because ordinarily my day begins with Lily reading the note from the universe that Mike sends her.
This is Mike Dooley's, because Mike's in Mexico at present, and we thought we might have challenges, telephonically speaking, and all the rest of the bits and pieces. So this is specially recorded just a few days ago, Mike's very own selection of Thoughts for the Universe. Here comes number one.
However long it takes, however difficult it seems, or however lonely you may become, remember, you live in a dream world where everything can change in an instant, especially when you've been visualizing. Love, love, the universe. P.S. And especially when you know the universe.
You see, it's going to be all right, Tiffany. It's going to be all right.
Alex, I'd like to share quickly a story with you that I think maybe introduces some of these themes quite nicely. The other night, Lily and her cast at the Geffen Playhouse in Coney Island Christmas were 2 minutes from concluding a matinee performance in front of a receptive, sold-out house, and the fire alarm went off in the building 2 minutes before the end of the show. So the entire crowd, everyone, the house had to be evacuated out to the front, and they knew not how long this would take. And finally the cast decided, well, the show has to go on. So they all reassembled in front of the theater and performed the rest of the show there on the street for everyone in attendance. And, of course, it was a night of theater. None of those people in attendance will ever forget. And it's to me, the theme of this show, of this marathon, of these interesting times in which we live, which is the show's got to go on.
Exactly.
And the play's the thing. So...
And it's we'll catch the conscience of the king. What are we doing? Yeah, sorted through there, nicely put together. Episode of Star Trek, of course, Tiffany, you're well aware it was the conscience of the king with Lenore Caridian and the whole thing. Yes, she's nodding. So
but
very
what
good.
Of Lazarus?
Oh, please, Lazarus? Please, you know, let's take another alternative factor. Coming up, we have got the Bishop of Lincoln, a special thing that he's doing this evening from that perspective, so that's around. We've got Karen.
I'm the opening act for the Bishop of Lincoln.
Indeed,
I'm the warm-up act.
Exactly. We always like to work our way through that. Now, Phil, we will hopefully be back with you, so we won't ask you these last two questions at this stage, because it would be pointless. Besides, you know, it's a case of, have you had a very good 5,125 years? Yes. Are you coming back for the next 5,125 years? Yes. But we will actually be with you, I would have thought, shortly after Annette André. Now, you know Annette's letters. I mean, it could be sort of flexible, but I think we're looking at around about 6:15 UK time, which would be 10:15 your time. Is that okay with yourself?
Absolutely. I'm lined up for the first four reports from Los Angeles. Alana will be lined up for the following four, and then hopefully we can get you, Dean Haglund, leading into our...
Hey, it's just, and Ethan Detmeyer as well will doubtless be part of the whole thing. It's fantastic. A reminder, you're listening to the Myathon, celebration of the last 5,000 years plus here on Siren 3 FM in Lincoln, England. You might be tuned in on sirenonline.co.uk. Excellent taste if you are. Wonderful from that perspective. You can, of course, catch on streaming webcams and the excitement of Chilpack Hollywood when they kick off in downtown Los Angeles. So I don't think the Bishop of Lincoln actually appreciates the whole significance of the Myathon, and I'm surprised Jess didn't actually quiz him about that. But never mind, it is a very worthy cause. Okay, we managed to do the Holly and the Ivy. Where are we now in our guest list and a whole variety of other exciting things that are there? Whom do you think we should be going to? Tiffany?
Cameron Tilbury!
Yay!
Yeah. You've gone from the Bishop to the Pawn.
Nicely done. Good news, I have just tweeted the first photograph of the Myathon. I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but, you know, managed to sort the thing through there. And if you wish to actually find out what Ed and Tiffany look like on 25 past the hour of 5 p.m. UK time, you can go to at Sazar Brossi. And I think you're sending out as well, Ed. Is that the case?
I'm just tweeting Cameron, actually.
Tweeting Cameron. You're being tweeted as we speak. It's very exciting. I'm still waiting for Fairy Tale of New York. I have heard it. I'm sure we've actually got it in the system. Mr. Computer isn't finding it at all. It's very peculiar. Maybe he's got a thing against the Pogues and various other factors. And also our fine folk from Raintown, bless them, they've said they're in a meeting. Could we call you? Well, hopefully you can. I did send an email to them saying to both Paul Payne and Claire MacArthur, it's probably easy if we call them. We might have to sort of coordinate something, otherwise still believe I love this time of year, might be changed around in all sorts of things. But Cameron, isn't it exciting that we've got an authentic tune written by a musician, customised within, as Ed will say, 1 week ago we set this challenge for Pip Mountjoy, one of the BBC introducing folk, etc., a mere 18-year-old young lady, etc., and we thought, well, she's come up with it, of course. She has actually done this whole thing. I know we will be featuring Pip just ahead of midnight, but I'm thinking, Cameron, would you like to have a little listen to Pip Mountjoy's song for this whole broadcasting marathon setup? You know, as we know, there was a soul who, bless her heart, we had thought and was going to be scheduled to do the whole thing, but regrettably, that just didn't quite pan out, really. But still, that's okay and perfectly understandable. I'm just sort of aghast by the fact that there seems to be no sign whatsoever of Fairy Tale of New York in any way, shape, or form. I might actually send Tiffany out to speak to Ian to see if we've actually got that in the system, because I find it astonishing to find that, you know, we can actually get no carts found on that basis. So there are certain things where you think, is this a sign that the end of the world is actually happening? Are you ready, by the way, in Nashville for the apocalyptic change and development of life and so on?
Yeah, oddly, it's getting a little dark here because it looks like there's a storm moving in. We had some rain today and some wind, but overall, yeah, we're ready. Bring it on, baby.
See, it's that kind of confidence that Canada always brings to the world, and I'm very impressed. Would you like to just share with us, before we go to Pip, because as you can tell, this is what you call in the industry, filling whilst you sort out Mr. Computer's fine scenario. I knew from the moment Ian just sort of looked in and said, oh, is everything all right? Do you think that's all right? Yeah, you know, we'd sort of work through that. Which magical artists we've got coming up as far as your own part in this fantastic Myathon has been concerned?
We're really excited because a lot of our great artists are involved. At 6:20, a great singer-songwriter from here in Nashville, Seth Valley, will be on. He's been doing a lot of writing with my wife, Julia. At 7:40, hopefully, we'll have Raintown from Glasgow. At 9, Kenny Holiday will be joining the show from Houston, Texas. At 10 after 9, we'll have Shane Doucet of the Western Swing Authority from Kitchener, Ontario, in Canada. At 10:20, Leslie Curtis from Oundle will be joining it.
Let's just hold it there. We'll have part two in a few moments. I mean, too many goodies. It's a bit like sort of over-egging on the pudding or, you know, Christmas routines and so on and so forth. So you might sort of say, well, why are we waiting until just before midnight to release this piece by Pip Manchai? But I thought it's so good, we wanted to actually send it out now because it's called 2012. Bless her heart, she recorded this on her mobile phone and then actually sent it to us. So here it comes. Well, I thought it was marvellous. What did you think, Ed?
Very, very hypnotic in a beautiful way.
Yeah. Tiffany?
I enjoyed the song very much.
2012, commissioned and written specially for this whole show by Pip Manchai. What do you think, Cameron?
Hey, it was great. I really liked that.
Yeah, and this is why, I mean, I did say to I mean, Pip's joining us just before midnight tonight, but I said, look, I mean, I think, you know, she needs to have some global reach on this, and I think, you know, she needs the magic of Maple Star Music and Media to get to work on this. So, splendid stuff. For those Facebook fans, of which I presume there are several million around, we've actually launched a new catalogue, a new thing called the Myathon, strange as it may seem, and Ed and Tiffany are up there. In fact, I'm just about to tag Tiffany at this very moment. Would you like to join me in tagging Tiffany to see if this actually works, Cameron?
Yeah, excellent.
Okay, so I'm just sort of putting this, there's the T in there, we're sort of getting this, no, it's I can't multitask, it's pointless. So we've got Tallulah, I'll probably end up tagging Natalie Tuck. I tell you what, enough of such stuff. Tiffany, any questions for Cameron now that we've succeeded in getting the Pogues for him? Yes, we've dug them out specially.
I was going to say, are you ready for the end of the world, Cameron?
I packed a lunch, besides that, you know, and some bottled water, got that, and I mean, I'm ready for the zombie apocalypse, but not so much
As Richard Edwards, the deputy editor of SFX, has said, zombies very much actually in force here. We've got American Horror Story, lots of zombie-based things. Even Star Trek is going into the darkness from that particular perspective. And from The Guardian, just a little note that John Major Jenkins has been studying ancient Maya for over 25 years. Well, that's not very long, given it's been around for over 5,000. But officially, this is a change, you know? The Maya predicted the end of the world. No, they didn't. What they did is that effectively represents the end of the Maya long count calendar. I just wonder which of their sort of young, sort of sacrificial sort of folk was actually told, you've got to count to 5,175 and chisel each one out in stone. You know?
You see, I think what happened was there's this Mayan guy, and he's sitting there working on his stone calendar, and one of his buddies comes up, and he said, dude, you want to go for a beer? He said, well, I'm not done this yet, and what the heck. And they go to the pub for a pint, and
just never got around to it.
That's exactly. Yeah, traditional, but strangely sort of magical in its own way. Ed, anything from yourself? How are the tweeting people going? Are they happy? This is what you call real technology, isn't it? You know, we're having communication, human interaction, etc., and yet we're staring at screens. What does that say about human evolution? Unbelievable.
Well, I'm just reading something quite interesting about the end of the world here. And the point is that as you have a calendar on your kitchen wall that ends on the 31st of December, you don't assume the world's going to end that day, do you? So why should the world end today? It's not my opinion, just one that I've soaked up off my screen here.
Gene Bruce Scott likes Southside Broadcasting's photo. Already, 24 seconds. You see, Gene's on the case, you know? Sorted through. Well done, Gene. And, of course, she's going to be part of this grand scenario as well.
So she got out of the aeroplane that was under the sea.
You've watched Airwolf. Exactly.
Well done, Gene.
Exactly. Congratulations. And, mighty stuff for that one of you. OK, Michelle Monroe is lined up next to our point of view. We're still going to squeeze in some Mayan tunes that Ian Mills has actually provided for us, which is great. I'll get some details about that. And obviously there's a Mayan flavour to this whole sequence that we're working through. Jingles and idents that have been produced by D. Wold, specially commissioned for this, will obviously be a part of the whole sequence. Cameron, would you like to introduce the Pogues and Fairy Tale in New York? Actually, hold that thought, because we realise, actually, I haven't put Cameron for a return in this. So, you know, when's convenient for us to kind of come back to Nashville? I mean, you know, I presume you'll be tuned into us, Cameron. I mean, you can always say, feature me now. You know, we've got some nice areas around about 3 a.m. in the morning, 3:45. That's always
well,
good.
Well, let's see. We could do 6 hours difference. If we said 10 o'clock our time, that would be, 4 a.m. We could do that. Or we could do 3 a.m., whatever works.
How's that looking on the schedule, Ed? You're our person in charge of the schedule for this sort of side of things.
We could do from our time, 2:40 a.m. through to 4 a.m.
Sort of. Book him in. I'll put you in trust with...
Somewhere in that.
Yes. In that sort of generic sort of zone.
What would you like, Cameron?
What would you like, sir? Well, what can do for you?
I'm there.
We say 3 o'clock our time.
Yeah, we're 3:02, obviously, because you know, we've got the news to sort of work through.
But I'll phone at 3.
Yeah. And here's your initial sort of treat.
Some radio stations bring you traditional Christmas tunes at this time in December. At Siren, we bring you the best in Yuletide music and the end of the Mayan calendar. Settle back and enjoy. It could be the last you'll ever catch before ascending to the next level.
Not that we want to scare people, but it could be. Over to you, Cameron. Fairy Tale in New York. Why have you gone for this one?
This is my absolute favourite Christmas song. If I hear no other Christmas song at this time of year, but only hear this one, that makes me happy. This is the Pogues and Fairy Tale in New York with Christy McCall on Siren.
Four seconds into the Mayathon 25-hour show special, and Cameron Tilbury leaves us with the Pogues and Fairy Tale in New York. Congratulations, Tiffany Freeman. Why are we saying congratulations, Tiffany Freeman, Ed Wellman?
Because you've got byline in the Lincolnshire Echo today.
Yay! And your story, Tiffany, is?
It's about the Marfun Charity Ball.
Marfun. The Marfun. Marfun. Not Marfun, but Marfun.
No, the Marfun.
Marfun. Well done, Tiffany. You know, that's what it's all for, to get that byline.
I
trust you've been suitably recompensed. In fact, the best way forward, what kind of reward can we actually offer, Tiffany, but to speak to this next fine lady? You know, what do you think?
There she is.
Yeah, the very same. Michelle Monroe, welcome back aboard the good ship. Midweek drive, but for this purposes of 25 hours, it's the Midweek Drive Mayathon on Siren 107.3 FM. How are you, Michelle?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. You?
We're still here. We're still
trying to get everything done in case I'm not here next week.
It's very crucial, which is one of the reasons why you're one of the fine people, Michelle, who's not only here this evening for what's normally on a Wednesday slot, but you're also here tomorrow morning. And without giving in too much away, Michelle has gone for a classic for her sort of scenario. Very, very
it's
good.
It's quite funny that it's being tonight. It's thrown my whole week out. I'm not sure what day it is.
I know. There was I tuned into Siren last night. It was Eddie Pinion doing the Weekend Links. Very strange, you know.
It is strange.
He didn't know what we were doing. He didn't know why I was on Myathon. I'm sure if you actually pinned him down, no pun intended, you know, he'd say, what, Myathon? I mean, you know, George, bless them, no adults allowed. Are you starting it today? Well, yeah, it's sometimes I find our youngsters just charming in their naivety. Anyway, let us move on, because I talked about classics. This, Michelle, is one of my personal favourites with respect to Petula Clark, almost as wonderful as her classic Downtown. Not quite, but still nevertheless wonderful. This particular incarnation is truly magical, as well as, for this time of the year, giving very good advice, I would have thought, Michelle.
I would think. I mean, tonight's musical ditty was written by Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent, and recorded, as you said, by Petula Clark. Released in April of 1967, it peaked at number 5 on the US charts that June. It was Clark's final US top 10 single, and the second of 2 number 1 hits on the Billboard Zizou Listening Chart, following I Couldn't Live Without Your Love. The song reached number 3 in Rhodesia, 5 in Canada, number 7 in New Zealand, number 10 in South Africa, 16 in Germany. In Australia, it was at number 1 on the charts dated the 16th and 23rd of September 1967, marking Clark's final appearance at number 1 on an official national chart. The song was constructed from 3 different sections of music previously composed by Hatch, and changes in musical style from pop to symphonic, and then to a sort of Beach Boys-like melody for the chorus. It uses a chord progression most familiar from the Baroque piece Pachelbel's Canyon. The song has achieved international flavour, with both Jalou and Los Stop recording it in Spanish. The song's title was used as part of a candidate's name in Election Night Special, a sketch on Monty Python's Flying Circus. Another of that series' episodes featured Cardinal Richelli, played by Michael Palin, lip-syncing to Clark's record on the show Within a Show, Historical Impersonations. It also makes a brief appearance in the Malcolm in the Middle episode, Emancipation. Cited by Petula Clark as her favourite Hatch composition, the song has also been recorded by Patti Page, Frank Sinatra, Caterina Valenti and Matt Monroe, all offering up the advice, don't sleep in the subway.
The door. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. The night is lonely. Forget your foolish pride and nothing's wrong. Now you're beside me again. You try to be smart, then you take it to heart. 'Cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. You don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated. Goodbye means nothing when it's all for show. So why pretend you've somewhere else to go? Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring rain. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. The night is lonely. Forget your foolish pride and nothing's wrong. Now you're beside me again. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Don't stand in the pouring.
The 20th and 21st of December 2012. more than just dates on a calendar, as this Mayan celebratory extravaganza is proving.
Yes. And don't sleep in the subway. So, Michelle, what can I say? To bring Malcolm in the Middle's episode Emancipation plus Pachelbel's Canon, or was it Canyon? I don't know. It's truly wondrous. What can I say?
I probably said the wrong one, but I'd just like to have you on your toes.
I know, exactly. You know, Ed and myself were looking at each other thinking, did she really say Canyon? Was that Canyon?
No, it's just Canon. I mean, the thing is, I sometimes write my scripts, having done research, and then at the last minute I think, cross that out, you can't even pronounce it.
Keep it simple. That's the motto.
Yes,
keep it simple.
Sorry.
Short
I
sentences.
I apologise to everyone. It was Canon, of course.
Yes, exactly. As Ian Lennox said on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition this today, you want to have short sentences. You know, think of the audience. You're not writing for The Guardian. But then again, it's a different line entirely. Have you congratulated Tiffany on her byline, by the way, Michelle?
Yes, it's fantastic. Yes. Well done.
Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, Tiffany
no,
Freeman.
Great. You've got to frame it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she's framed it on her virtual world of her tweet at present, basically. So that's actually, are we following Michelle Monroe on Twitter? Are you on Twitter, Michelle?
I am, but I'm not.
Yes, I know what we mean.
I found two of you, actually, Michelle.
Did you know?
No.
But it wasn't a very active Twitter account. The one I did find, it could have been you.
Is it you? To be very honest, it's enough for Facebook.
I know.
You know, with all the things that I have to keep abreast of, you know, like with the internet and the messages and the forum and Facebook, I find it's too much for Twitter.
Yes, I mean, the anxieties I went through. By the way, if you want to see a photograph of Ed and Tiffany at the start of this Myathon, it's already on our Facebook account, so there we are, you can get
oh,
to
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Well, I have Facebook, of course, because, I mean, we have to put that on there. About Siren 103, don't we?
Exactly, yes.
I'm getting everything wrong tonight.
Siren 107.3 FM, exactly.
107.3. Yeah. It's all this. Same, isn't it, really?
Well,
are you all ready for Christmas?
It really depends on what's happening in the next 25 hours, I would have thought, Michelle, as indeed many of our Los Angeles correspondents will tell you. But it's a holiday season, and that's the important thing. Tiffany, are you ready for the festive season?
I'm really not. I've been so busy lately. I just need to slow down and buy Christmas presents, and then I will be ready.
If it helps, Michelle, we've actually got two microphone stands here which have got tinsel on them. One's got a kind of fetching shade of scarlet, and the other one's got a fetching shade of gold. And we do have a tree, which I'm convinced was actually a fire hazard, but still it's actually tucked outside in the reception area. So I feel that's enough for our sort of Christmas nod in the direction of happy things and that sort of basis.
Yes, well, I mean, it's not so bad that tonight is instead of yesterday night, but I found out today that Christmas Eve is on Monday.
Yes.
And I got quite a shock when I realised that.
Yeah. Well,
I've got a lot to do.
I know. And it's the thing about December 25th, it happens the same day every year, you know. It's always December 25th, Christmas Day. I think it's most peculiar.
Still, it is weird, unless you're in Spain, of course.
Well, you know, or indeed the Russian Orthodox Church, which is why I think we'll have our very own siren celebrations for the Midweek Drive, probably January the 6th.
Well, the good thing with the Mayan calendar is if you go out to one of the supermarkets tomorrow and stock up for Christmas, you may never have to pay the bill.
It's very true. And bear in mind that our virtual Christmas cards are being sent left, right and centre, so you'll probably receive yours sometime in April, I would have thought,
yes,
Michelle.
Yes, good.
It's very good.
Impressive.
Kind of questions are sort of redundant for this 25-hour show, but Ed, I think given that we're looking ahead of the schedule, you might like to share some of the
information. How are you, Ed?
I'm all right. It's nothing to do with the fact that you're on the end of this line, but I did actually just have my first yawn.
No.
Possibly of many, but I feel terrible having mentioned that. But yes, indeed. So we've got some carol singers coming in around about 8 o'clock tonight from St. Mary Magdalene's Church. And I've got to sing with them, so I definitely have to be awake because the basses are all ill, you see.
Well, may I wish everybody at Siren and all the listeners and you yourself, Alex, and all your wonderful sort of pop-up guests over the weeks a wonderful festive season.
Well, that's duly reciprocated, Michelle. And, of course, we'll see you again tomorrow morning when we'll be slap-bang in the middle of Michelle's choice for potentially the end of the Mayan calendar.
But I'm not on Boxing Day, am I?
No, this is actually the last connection we'll be having until January the 9th.
The reason I'm asking that is so that when they'd ask me the question in a minute, I know what the answer is.
True, very true. So those last two questions are Ed.
Michelle, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on Siren 107.3 FM this afternoon?
As always.
And can we look forward to speaking to you again in the morning?
Well, in the morning, yes, in the midweek drive. Well, I'll be away from the 2nd of January, sadly to say. But I still have done a wonderful show for Alex and all of everybody that
the prereqs are sorted. That's the important
thing. Absolutely. Wouldn't want to let anyone down.
In case you think, why are they talking about sort of wrecks and things? That's pre-recording. I know that the occasional listeners will think, why do they have to sort of just put things down like TX? You know, what does TX mean? That's what Nikki Wells said. Please don't go to TX. I mean,
transmission.
Exactly.
We'll have that. I'll score 10 points for that, please.
Exactly. News next from Sky.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh. Hee, hee, hee. Tee, hee, hee. Catch my breath. Kelly Clarkson. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye, Alex.